CHO.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 AM.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly. I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk. Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And it's the SRT crew in the building. Happy SRT day. Y'all right? Good? Okay. Man, happy SRT Wednesday, of course. Great day to be alive. One of my favorite days of the week.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite day of the week. It's Wednesday. And it's going good today. Few announcements. Sports Superhero will not be in tonight. He is taking care of the youngin' in T-Town. So he has parent responsibilities and things of that nature. And you won't hear from the Jewel of Sports tonight because she is taking in leave of absence to take care of some very, very important business. So you just got the guys in here tonight.
Yeah.
Along with G-Money, high in the glass. Testosterone is in the...
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, first time listening to the show. Same on you. But we appreciate it. And because it's your first time listening to the show, you don't even know who we are. So I am HO from Bankhead.
Westside, Bankhead. They want fun.
Just like I said, I'm from Bankhead, the Bankhead legend. And the sixth man is in the building tonight from Memphis, Tennessee. We got the sixth man, Jay Smooth. What's up, Jay Smooth?
What up, HM3?
What's happening?
Happy birthday, man.
Hey, man.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. That was one of the first things that I thought about when I woke up this morning. I said, let me text HM3. Go ahead and get it out the way. But happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it. It's good to reach that lovely number 90, as my Facebook page says.
It does say that.
Yeah, number 90.
Yes. It calculates wisdom.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
Oh, I just thought you were a vampire.
Straight up.
And, of course, I got the college football 4 out of 8 championships. Mr. D-Will, the coach.
What's happening then? What up, crew?
What up?
Man, I'm chilling, man. What a day to be alive. Happy birthday to my big brother, Big H-O in the... Man, what's up, man? Hey, listen. Do a dance. It's your birthday.
G-Money got to play my song.
G-Money. Drop the track. Whatever it may be. I don't know either, G.
I don't know what track, man. We'll save it.
I didn't prep for this.
Oh, D-Will, you good?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. I am awesome.
Laker Nation.
Hey, Laker Nation, baby. We coming back, man. Salute Magic Johnson. Yes, we on our way back up.
It's your boy Magic.
Hey.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about tonight, man. What a wonderful show it is. And I got to read some for y'all real quick before we jump into the show. What up, G? Got to say what's up to G-Money.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
Thank you, G.
G-Money.
Thank you. Oh, I asked for it and he delivered.
Yes, sir. Okay, today, February 22nd, famous birthdays. George Washington. Dr. J.
Wow.
Drew Barrymore. Rajon Rondo.
Oh, wow.
Molly Brazy.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, you missed me on that one.
Yeah.
Molly Poppin' Brazen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's some old folks, man. They not famous, though. Here's the last one. Big Hole from Bankhead.
There you go. That's an impressive list.
You can check the Wikipedia. I'm on Wikipedia, and it's saying, if you scroll to my name, Big Hole from Bankhead, it'll say the Bankhead legend. So
that's impressive.
Straight
like that. And because of that, we're going to give out an SRT t-shirt.
Ooh.
So you want an SRT t-shirt.
Can I win?
No. But I do have at least.
There you go.
What's up, Facebook Live? Sports Roundtable t-shirt. Call in number 404-603-8770. If you call in, you have to tell us, name three of my favorite teams that I root for. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. One should be just automatically obvious.
Yeah. But no, actually, two should be like automatic. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Jesus. Like, so
he wears them in here every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
For those who can't see the top of my hat. Okay.
It's a nice hat, man.
Exactly. Call in, you win you a Sports Roundtable t-shirt. But what a hot show we got for you tonight. We got hot news coming up, and we're going to talk about this All-Star Weekend.
Need some crickets on that one.
Definitely got to talk about the All-Star Weekend and how that went down and what didn't happen and all this other kind of stuff. Also, we're going to be talking about trades. We will keep you updated on the NBA trades and all of those things happening in real time. So we will be talking about that. And got to say what's up to Facebook Live. I see you, Tyler, Rodney. Yeah, you got to call in. They answered it.
People just don't listen.
Call in to give the answer. Then say, I'll let somebody else win. All right, so call in 404-603-8770. Get your SRT t-shirt. And we got to get it off your chest segment coming up tonight. And that's it. Oh, and y'all listen out for the Black History Moment in Sports. Is that right, G? Something like
that's
that?
That's right.
Okay. Y'all listen out for that because G-Money did his homework. I'm very, very interested to hear about this guy. Trust me when I say that. All right, G, let's get to that hot news, baby.
Blazing. Hot, hot, hot. Scorching.
On fire.
Red hot.
This is why I'm hot.
It's the Sports Roundtable Hot News.
The hot news is sponsored by Big Easy Grill. If you're looking for the best New Orleans seafood in town, run over to our friends at the Big Easy Grill, 1193 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Go to BigEasyGrill.com to check the menus. The best shrimp in town, and it's verified. Trust me when I tell you. All right, All-Star Weekend. Some people say it was really bad. Some people gave some political answers. Some people said Boogie trade saved the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, I would have just rather watched a baseball All-Star game this weekend if that's what I had to look forward to.
Yeah.
The three-point contest was probably my best event. The dunk contest, look, if you can't, do they give you an extra try in the game?
No.
Like,
no,
if you don't. Miss, you miss, right?
Yeah, you just miss. Turnover.
Right. Why do we have, Nate Robinson, what, 21 tries, G-Money, at one time?
Well, worse than that was when Birdman was in it.
Birdman was the worst.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's still not the worst dunk contest I've ever seen, though.
It's not. It wasn't. Because the dunks that were actually completed were some really good dunks.
Right.
You can't take away from what actually did happen. People were so hung up on what they didn't see, they weren't paying attention to what they actually saw.
Well, after about the fifth miss, I was going to give me some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but that was, you know, Glenn Robinson III did his thing. He didn't miss a lot of dunks. He was first try.
He was,
the rest of them, you know, and what's his name, Aaron Gordon?
Right.
Yeah.
They gave him an extra try outside the rules. They wanted him in the final so bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the guy from the Phoenix Suns who don't play, who they just called up just for the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a
Derrick Jones.
YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
Go watch his YouTube.
Well, his shots was YouTube sensation as well.
Yeah. I don't know why these kids
are not going to do it. Kevin Johnson. Oh, my goodness. So, Boogie Trey saved the day for the weekend. He didn't play but 2 minutes?
2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. He had that news prior to the game.
Yeah.
So wow. That's why he didn't touch the court. But I'm going to tell you like this. Saturday night wasn't as disappointing to me as the actual game. The actual game is what ruined All-Star Weekend for me. With the names that were in the dunk contest, I wasn't expecting much.
Right.
I knew DeAndre Jordan wasn't going to give me much. He's 6'11". He jumps out the gym, but he's not going to be creative.
Right.
All right. Derrick Jones Jr., we had never seen him. He'd never been in that position under those type of spotlights. You knew he was going to fold. And Aaron Gordon, you expected to do some, but what can he actually do from last year that he could improve on this year? It wasn't much he could have done. So I wasn't expecting much from that. Steph wasn't in the three-point contest. Klay didn't make it to the finals. So who are you really watching shoot, even though Eric Gordon got a sweet stroke?
Yeah.
That's a nice shot. But that didn't disappoint me. What disappointed me was the actual stars on Sunday night. That was the worst display of basketball I have seen in a very long time. That was ridiculous. And I hate saying back then. I hate referencing the old days trying to make a point. But the All-Star game used to be about, I'm the best. We're the best. And I'm finna come out here and compete. There was absolutely zero competition Sunday night. And I'm gonna tell you where it come from. Y'all ride with me. Conspiracy theory. I blame Sunday night's All-Star game on LeBron James.
And why is that?
Because of the buddy-buddy culture he has instilled into the NBA.
Okay, you got the call. Wow. You got the door open now.
The buddy-buddy, what he has instilled in the NBA is everybody is friends. We're all cool. When I want to go get better, I just get who I want to. So there's no competition anymore. Everybody just goes to link up, all right? There's no, Chris, I dunked on you, ha, ha, ha. You'll be okay. Let's go ride the banana boat.
So he the one probably instituted. But since we're in New Orleans, obviously AD need to win MVP.
Nobody else plays. We're just going to pass the ball to AD all night.
Unless you're Russell Westbrook. I think he still tried to win the MVP.
Yeah, he did. And you can tell he is the only person that was on that court that you know he has that. He has that. That in it.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? He will at enemy and be like that.
We finally saw him at 100 miles per hour because we normally see him at 150.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Right. He has the ultimate forget it. Yeah. I don't care what you. He's Kobe Bryant. If you go back and watch old All-Star games, Kobe wasn't finna lay down. No. Hey, listen, it's this one All-Star game, I'm gonna make it quick, that I'm gonna reference. The Kobe Bryant, Stephon Marbury, Allen Iverson, when they had on their regular uniforms.
Right.
The East was down 21 points in the fourth. Start coming back, and you saw real basketball, defense, heart. It was a real pickup game. I understand you're not finna go hard, but make it a glorified pickup game. Play some defense. Block a shot. Foul somebody. I ain't saying hack them, but if they finna go up and dunk, grab them. Do something. Make the game, at least in the fourth quarter.
Right. At least for me, the All-Star game is essentially a huge social experiment. One big social event.
Preach.
People just come to hang out, go to the parties, hang out with other players, do this and do that. But for me, my expectations are very low for the All-Star game. I wasn't upset at all. I didn't expect anything of significance to happen at all. So for everybody who had high expectations, I think it's your fault. Be honest. I mean, we knew what we were going to get.
Blame the consumer. Blame the consumer.
No, the thing is, when was the last time we had a great NBA All-Star game?
That one you were just talking about?
Yeah.
That was 2001.
Yeah.
Right. I watched that. Yeah.
So 15 years ago. 16 years ago.
So that's why my expectations are low. I don't expect anything.
I think that's the best weekend for any new artist who's trying to get on to get on.
Well, I'm not going to say artist. It's for any, can I say this, G? Thought. Is that?
Thought is.
Okay. It's for any thought to get on that weekend.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's a thought-alicious weekend.
Tons of opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, they are going there. Listen, they are going there to be thought-alicious and get them a little thought-alicious baby.
Yeah.
They praying for it.
It's possible.
Oh, my goodness.
Another SRT word that's been locked.
Yes. Yes. I coined that thought-alicious.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Magic Johnson named president basketball operation for the Lakers. Jeannie Buss called and said, I need you. I'm going to put my franchise in your hands and strip Jerry Buss Jr. of his title and fire Mitch Kupchak, who has been there 36 years, been a part of the organization 36 years, and fire the public relation guy, Mr. Black. Magic Johnson, it's your turn, buddy. Y'all thoughts on Magic getting the job? I know D. Will had a lot to say earlier, but Jay, Magic, I mean, we've seen him coach 14 games, maybe 16. 16 games. A TV show that only showed 11 episodes. He's had several broadcasting gigs.
Yeah.
But he's worth $800 million.
Yes, he is.
Oh, don't forget, did you say the talk show?
Yeah, I did.
Talk show.
Yeah. But he's worth $800 million, which means that he's a good businessman or a rich businessman. So, your thoughts.
Well, first off, congratulations, Magic. That's first off. And I think for Jeannie Buss to make this move, even though she was probably pushed into it, to remove your brother and other members who've been a part of the organization for a long time to push them out.
It was in the wheel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm sure it was a hard thing to do, but as far as Magic is concerned, he was a point guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
His ability to delegate on the floor, hopefully that translates well to his new position as president. If he can pass off responsibility as well as he did as a point guard.
I dig it.
That's the angle I'm coming from it. If he can be a point guard as well, be a GM or president as well as he was a point guard, I think we'll be great. But this is a job that Magic has wanted because he's turned down other opportunities in favor of this one. So we'll see what happens with Magic. He's already making moves. They've already gotten rid of Lou Williams. And D. Will talked about it earlier. They're making a play for Paul George, which I don't think is going to happen.
They say they are in heavy talks.
I just I'll give it to you, but for me, I just don't see it happening. Okay. Not right now, at least.
Go ahead, D.
Hey, listen, I'm over here smiling like a fat kid in the candy store. Please bring Paul George to L.A.
Yeah.
I would be so happy. What? Oh, my goodness. All right, listen. But back. Come on, Magic. But I'm saying Magic Johnson in this position, I agree with Shmoove. Hopefully he can delegate in the front office the same way he did in the business world and on the basketball court. Because he made a lot of great moves in business, which got him up to that $800 million number.
Right. Because
he didn't make a lot of money in the league.
Right.
Okay? But for him, I said this earlier. Magic came in and is moving in Trump speed.
Yeah.
Like, 6 hours on the job. Hey, general manager, fired. Public relations, fired. Junior, who daddy built this, bye-bye. So, for him to do that in his first day on the job. First 6 hours on the job. That means it's either two things. this was, like you say, the ball was already rolling on this, or Magic came in and was like, I'm really about to change the culture.
So this is what happened, though. He goes out and hires a GM already as well.
Yeah.
Which Rob Pelinka, former teammate of the Fab Five, backup point guard, won a championship in 89 with Steve Fisher. Right, and he's Kobe's agent, Harden's agent. So we're trying to figure out if that's a good move, because now you're going from agent to GM. Go ahead, G.
I think it's going to turn out to be a good move because of his relationship with Kobe and with other NBA players.
Right.
Because you're trying to draw free agents to come to that team. I mean, it's something that they used to be able to do all the time, whether it was with when they had Jerry West, when, you know, when they're getting Shaq, or, you know, they've always had that, like I mentioned before, they've always had that star. And this is a guy who knows these players and they, and that can bring them in. And it's something that he's probably like wanted to do. And he's not the first. Like, I think Bob Myers of the Warriors, he was an agent.
Agent to GM.
To GM.
To championship.
So and maybe maybe Magic's following the formula.
So, and Bob Myers actually started off as the assistant GM. Moved to.
See, now we talking. He got groomed. Slow it down. Bob Myers got groomed into that position. This guy is he is currently James Harden's agent. Am I correct?
Not no more.
Not no more.
Yeah.
He was.
So here's my point. If you're an agent, a top agent at that, you got James Harden. You had James Harden and Kobe Bryant. Like, you can't. You got two of the tops. In the GM position, supposed to quote unquote pick the groceries.
Yeah.
What does negotiating money and deals have to do with picking the groceries for an entire franchise?
Well, from what I understand, Pelinka, he has a great understanding of the CBA. And when you're a guy who's able to negotiate, he negotiated Kobe's contract, which was probably an easy one to do.
Very.
But he also got Harden's deal. He got Eric Gordon paid. Trevor Ariza, he has an established track record, and his players speak highly of him.
But can he put players – can he look out on the court and say, okay, I need to trade him for him so we can improve?
I know this is how it's going to work. Pelinka was brought in –
as a favor. Go ahead. Let's keep it real.
To draw the attention.
Right.
Because he's connected. Once you bring him in, Magic closes the deal.
But here's my thing. Who's picking the talent? That's my point. I understand you want to go out and get a big-name free agent because, like G said, Lakers have always been known to have a transcendent player. Not just a great player, but a transcendent player. From Kareem, from Wilt to Kareem. Man, forget that. Let me go from Bob Pettit when they were the Minneapolis Lakers.
That was Mikan.
Mikan. That's him. Mikan. The one Shaq paid for his funeral. It went from Mikan to Kareem to Magic to Kobe. So they've always had transcendent players. Bringing in a transcendent player will do a lot for the franchise, but who's going to put the talent around him?
Now, I agree with you there, D-Will. I think there is a fundamental flaw in the scouting department. And that's
fair.
That's their job. It's their job to scout. And Pelinka, one of his jobs is to oversee the scouting department. So, and, I mean, he's a basketball player himself, so he should have an eye for talent. We've never seen.
True.
He hasn't done it before.
If you count the talent that he had under his agency, does that count for anything? Because you got to be able to recognize who's going to be making money, who you're going to make deals for.
But I'm saying they're already NBA talent. You see what I'm saying? They're there. So to construct a deal, I think it's easier than constructing a roster.
Okay.
Constructing a roster, I think, is a little bit different of a job than actually going out there and being like, hey, I'm going to try to pick this player up because he can make the most money.
Well, at least two of his players that he had were all-stars for sure.
But I think he has the most important piece. The fact that he understands the CBA and how to maneuver it, I think that's the most important piece for a new GM, in my opinion.
But I think I'm going to put the conspiracy theory out there. I know we don't start rumors, we just talk about them. And I'm going to say, I heard this somewhere else then. I'm just talking about it. I really believe that there was for Rob Pelinka to get that job, the quote-unquote conversation that Kobe Bryant had with Magic Johnson prior to him getting the job, I think there is hire my guy, put him in this position, and I'll give you a role. I will be there to do in some capacity with the Lakers. Maybe not right off, but in some capacity here soon, I'm going to take on a major role with the Lakers.
Now, Bob Myers was their first target.
But they would have had to give up some kind of compensation to go to
State. And he had just signed a new deal. Mm.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, who hadn't benefited from favors in life? I mean, it's all about who you know. So
thank you.
Yeah, who hadn't benefited from
it? If anybody tells you they made it on their own, they're a bald-faced lie.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, no, I don't care how hard you grind. Somebody extended that. Go check my Facebook page. I put a post up on that.
Exactly. All day long. All right, man. That's it for the hot news. Some real hot stuff. When we come back from commercial break, we talking about what is the thing about Jimmy Garoppolo? What I mean, he is. Is Deshaun Watson going to the combine? Says he's going to prove himself, and we got to talk about obviously some more NCAA college basketball as Calipari gets the job for the 19-year-old U.S. team. We'll talk about that and more. Sports Roundtable. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Are you thinking about changing the station? You're only hurting yourself. Keep listening to Sports Roundtable on 1100 AM. Yeah. Live music, drink specials, and lots of hot boiled crawfish. Where can we find such great things? At the Big Easy Grill's annual Mardi Gras Party and Crawfish Boil, Saturday, February 25th at 1 p.m. and Tuesday, February 28th at 11 a.m. That's the Big Easy Grill at 1193 Collier Road in Atlanta. So bring your beads, your friends, your taste buds, and laissez le bon temps rouler. The Big Easy Grill is a proud sponsor of Sports Roundtable. What's up, Sports Roundtable listeners? This is Greg, a.k.a. G-Money, a.k.a. the man behind the glass for the SRT crew. Now, do you have a podcast or radio show you want to take to the next level? Are you a DJ looking for that special voice for your drops during your set? Are you looking for some narration for that big presentation? Do all of these apply, but you're on a budget? Well, come see me at Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. I can do all of these and more, just starting at $5. That's it. $5. I know you got $5. So stop by Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. That's GREGHURD. Check out my demo and hit me up with an order so we can make that presentation, that pod, that drop really pop. Who knows? Maybe I can help you make a better show than Sports Roundtable. But don't tell the crew I said that, okay? Just that's between us. Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. Hit me up and I hope to hear from you soon.
Sports Roundtable.
Which player got the most game winners bucket?
If it ain't him, it's who? Kobe in the last 10 years? Is Melo was above Kobe before
Joe,
Kobe?
Joe Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Joe Jesus. But come on. He's just trying to validate his point. Trying to validate a point. That ain't going to work.
What is the truth?
Only on the Sports Roundtable.
Only on the Worldwide Radio Network. The Roundtable Discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
Sports Roundtable back. Catch it each and every Wednesday, 7 and 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, Joe, Jay Smooth, and D. We are the Coats in the building. Giving away a t-shirt tonight. Give us a call, 404-603-8770. And tell us my favorite three of my favorite teams. I got a call. Oh, somebody called.
Stork, what up?
What's up?
Oh! You can't win.
Hold on.
Hey, Sports Roundtable, who this?
Hey, this Steve from Stone Mountain.
Oh, stop, man. Stop it.
Hey, listen.
Hey, I know he only called because of the Laker talk.
No, bro, I want to know why G ain't screening these calls.
You're not calling to win no T-shirt, are you?
What's going on, fam?
Look at it, man. What up, Hancock superhero?
What's up, homie?
What's happening, crew? What y'all up to, baby?
Man, we working, baby. You already know.
Hey, tell us about
this. I know that's great. I'm listening to y'all. Y'all sounding strong and long, baby. I'm going to tell you, headed back up 20.
There you go. Tell us about this Laker deal, baby. What Magic going to do?
Man, I'm glad to see Magic get a shot, man. And I heard all the, you know, the detractors. I know he had some failures in the past, but if I'm worth $800 million, let me fail. So, hey, I'm willing to give him a shot, man. I think he has to surround himself with people that can recognize talent along with himself.
Yeah, that was Jason Moore we were talking about.
And I think you have to make sure that you do find a whatever culture that is. Like he said, he's not trying to bring back the Showtime Lakers, but he has to develop a new culture with the new Lakers. So as long as he can do that, I think they'll be fine. I'm glad to see it, though. They needed a new direction.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. I was like, boy, Hank, we going to talk Lakers first, because I know Hancock listening on his way back from down in T-Town. Everything good with Youngin?
Yeah, we're trying to get him straight, man. He got an MRI scheduled we're trying to get a schedule. We had to come down and take care of some other things, but
right.
He got to get an MRI on his shoulder, so hopefully that'll go well. But I think he's going to be all right.
There you go. Cool, man.
For sure. But hey, yeah, man, I had to call in, and definitely I had to say happy birthday to one of the finest young men I know.
Hey,
human beings, that I've ever met. My big homie, big homie, happy birthday to you, boy.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. And I got your text today, man. I had to sit down for about 10 minutes and just really, really just soak it in, bro. So really appreciate it, man.
I had to get something from my heart to let you know how I feel about you, man.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, long time ago, man, you're an old soul, man, and we go back long ways. And I just appreciate you being a friend of mine. And like I said in the text, if I can, you know, impart anything into my sons, I want them to know that to stay positive and take a page out of your book and not let anything detract from them, but use it in a way to make sure that they can make themselves better in whatever situation they face. So from that, I get from you all the time, and I appreciate that about you, big boy.
I appreciate it, man. Well, look, we got something here for you, man, when you get here. You know, I'm always trying to do something, and thanks to our new director of marketing, Miss Tracy, she hooked us up, man, with some things. So when you get back, get with me, and we can go from there, man. So look,
we'll safe on that road. I might get you out for lunch and get you some dinner or something for your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Crew, y'all hold it down, man. Keep that show coming. I'm keep listening.
Yo, we got it. Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
All right. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right. Sports superhero calling in. He took a day off to go handle some youngin' business down in T-Town. But before we move on, I got to let you know that this segment is sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a used, pre-owned, or a new car, please contact Jay's at jaysusedcars.com, which is the website, or you can call 770-496-0339. If you mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. All right, Jimmy Garoppolo. I hope I'm saying the name right. The only, if it was a scramble word, polo would be the first word that I see in his name.
Yeah.
But listen, everybody's talking about would he be the next hot thing because he's coming from New England, the Patriot tree, Tom Brady groom, and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, what is the hot? Why are we talking? Why are we wasting time talking about this kid? With as bad as the quarterback situation is in the NFL, period. Is he good or is he okay?
We don't know. I mean, we've only seen him in, you know, what, one or two games? And it just, the NFL teams, the NFL reeks of, they're completely desperate.
Yes.
That's the only way I can get it out. NFL teams are completely desperate. They're looking for anybody, anybody. I mean, if I look decent, they would probably give me a chance.
Hey.
Yep.
But if Brick Osweiler can get a shot.
Brick Osweiler.
Garoppolo definitely can. He definitely can. So I don't know if he's good or not. Only time will tell. But if I'm the Patriots, I'm shipping him out.
They looking for like a first or second round pick for him.
They should be able to get it. Wow. I don't know why anyone would give it to him, but they should be able to get it because teams are just that desperate.
Hey, D-Will, Deshaun Watson said he's going to the combines to do everything. He skipped the Senior Bowl because it was like shortly after the national championship. Some detractors came out, you know, prior to the combine saying that, you know, maybe he's not what we thought he was and things of that nature. But he did wheel Clemson back in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, not to bring that up, D-Will. But
yeah, just open up a wound then. Open it up. Thought we were talking about the combine.
Yeah. But what has he got to prove?
Obviously a lot. But here's my thing on it. I don't think personally he has anything to prove. If you really want to see what Deshaun Watson is about, pop in the tape.
Okay? Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought they did.
Pop in the tape. But here's my point. If you're a competitor, go compete. You know? I don't care. I don't want to hear, oh, I hadn't worked with these receivers. I hadn't done this. I hadn't done that. Oh, I tweaked my elbow. I don't care about all that. If you're going to show up to do a job interview, show up to do the job interview. On my job, I can't say, hey, I just want to go through the phone interview. I don't really want to do the in-person.
Yeah, it is interesting that he'll do that he wants to do everything.
Everything.
Because normally quarterbacks don't – they'll run the 40.
Yeah.
And maybe
they're not throwing. They definitely don't throw.
Yeah, they normally don't throw.
Jameis changed that though.
But this is the thing. You know, if you look at the mock draft, your favorite, one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Trubisky is still high. Kaiser is still high. And borderline with Watson, even some mocks don't even have him late first round.
Yeah, some got him in the second round.
Yeah.
So I would really hate to keep or say or go to the running quarterback syndrome deal where he's been penalized.
Now go ahead and say it. Go call him what they call all us.
Right. Go dual threat.
Thank you. I mean, call it what it is.
But he threw for 400 yards in two straight championship games.
Over 4,000 yards in two straight seasons.
That's my point. Yeah. What is it that he got to prove?
I mean, you know, obviously.
And D&D, yeah. You don't even have to come out and say that. Why would he even say that? Like, I'm going to do everything.
Well, just to, because you hear where Watson could go, okay, he could be a top five pick. He may go in the second round. He may go in the third. He's like all over the place depending on who you talk to. So him going to the combine and eventually his pro day, everyone will see what they need to see if they need to like see him up close.
Okay, so maybe we'll get some answers from that.
Yeah.
All right, Calipari, that's John Calipari, has been named the U.S. Under 19 men's basketball coach. I wonder if Wild Wild West had anything to do with this.
Talking about worldwide.
Worldwide, my bad.
Oh yeah, Worldwide had his hand in this. Worldwide, listen, there's not a move that goes on in basketball that Worldwide don't have his hands on.
I agree.
He's everywhere. He's everything. And that's Cal's boy.
So some would say if they've been the number one recruiting class every year since 2008, other than 1 year, how does this benefit
it? I think the added benefit is that he gets together a collection of his talent, potential recruits, and current Kentucky players, put them all on one team, and you get an extra, month or two?
Yep.
To practice, evaluate. To play together? Yeah, to build chemistry. That's the,
I ain't think about that. Ooh, go ahead, Smooth.
Yeah, on top of the recruiting, that's the extra.
He's getting around the rules.
Yeah.
Like Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Listen, I was just about to say, this is equivalent to Nick Saban coaching the Under Armour game.
Yep.
Or coaching the Army game.
I agree with this might be some shade, but I agree with Smooth if he could coach.
Come on. Hey, Cal, I ain't say that.
Did Coach K just walk in the room?
Yeah, he already here.
Yeah, he already.
He's sitting right there to our left.
Yeah.
To your right.
Bow, bow.
Bam. Come on now.
But, okay, this is my only point. You have been signified as the guy that do the one and done thing. You have, every year since 2008, you've had the number one recruiting class. Talent is all over the place. All in the NBA, it's everywhere. You only have one championship. And well, they hung that up with Velcro.
Hey, listen, I can go through a lot. The Georgetown teams are old, only got one championship. North Carolina with all them people only got one championship. You can go on and on. Fab Five has zero championships.
Well, they don't even exist no more.
You feel what I'm going?
Oh, I got you.
You feel? So I'm not going to put that on Coach Cal. I understand Coach K got five. He do it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. But Coach Cal can coach. He can recruit and he can coach. Now,
right, I take it back.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because I was just that you just put the blinds and closed them.
He's just not as
He's not as good as Coach K.
Trying to get freshmen and sophomores to buy in. Well, where your best players are freshmen, you're trying to get them to buy in, but also you're trying to get them to the league. So, I mean, he's still trying to find that balance. It worked at least once.
Only thing, right, but this is why it worked.
And he's been there
a couple times. He had a four-year senior. Look, Duke does it all the time.
Yeah, Patrick.
It was Liggins.
Yeah.
You got to find two players or one that goes through your program for 4 years. Last time, Quinn Cook was that guy. He wasn't the best player on the team, but he was that leader. He stayed there 4 years. Kentucky never has that. He just push them all out, bring them all in. Well, who's going to stay?
Because he's going to have, like, if he had Karl Anthony Towns, he has, like, four other power forwards who are going to come in right behind him. So, like, Towns can't stay.
Yeah,
like,
he can't stay.
He got Porthris to stay.
And
he's not even in the NBA anymore.
He never even got it. It was just a bad.
Yeah. He got hurt, too. But here's the thing. With him coaching this 19 and under team, And back to your point, he already has the number one recruiting class.
Every year.
This is only giving him an extra 2 or 3 months to recruit directly to – when it's dead, they got the dead period where coaches can't talk to players, he's going to be right there,
able
to talk.
I think it's going to help him internationally. I think he's going to move to the international piece.
Yeah. A lot of those players don't come to college, though. Because they don't have
unless they're from Canada. A lot of Canadian players have been coming to the
They ain't never had Coach Cal talk to him either. So.
They sure had.
So, I just think it opens up international recruiting and things of that nature. So, I don't have a problem with it.
Not at all. Do your thing, Coach.
Yeah, do your thing. I don't know. Why did Sean Miller step down? Did they just is somebody pick him? Or?
I don't know. It may be a time constraint.
It might be a time constraint. That could. All right, Gonzaga.
Oh.
Anybody buying in yet?
Fraud. Fraud.
They got some talent though.
They got. I'm not taking that. Hey, listen. What's his name? Williams Goss.
Right.
Started out at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Was a McDonald's All-American, highly recruited coming out, transferred. Now he's at Gonzaga, and he's really turned his career around. He's still not a pro prospect at this point, but he's turned his career around. He is the only dog in the African kid. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, we'll.
Yeah, Gia, pull it up. But those are the only two that are dogs on that team. And I'm telling you, I just don't think they have, big word, fortitude to make it through a tournament, because I see that laydown in them. You know, I just see them when they face adversity.
Yep, that's it.
They're going to lay down.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, when you look back at Gonzaga's history, everything that we know about them tells them that they're exactly who we think they are.
Everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
They've never made a Final Four. And For me, the last straw with Gonzaga was Adam Morrison. Whew. When he went to the NBA and was a complete bust, I knew there was nothing in Gonzaga worth looking at. And, I mean, they could be the 20th undefeated team to go into the tourney. Well, the 20th team to go into the tourney undefeated. That's very well possible. But considering the widespread mediocrity there is in college basketball.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you do that, Hancock Jr. I'm not going to call it. You can't sit here and call it widespread mediocrity.
I mean,
we can call it widespread parity. But mediocrity?
Come on, D&D.
My goodness.
The widespread mediocrity. Anybody can win this thing.
True. That's parody. That's not mediocrity. That's called parody. Let's call it for what it is.
Wow.
And you just killed him.
Yeah, I did. And I'm glad Adam Silver, well, that's another argument. But I don't expect Gonzaga to do anything. And out of all those previous teams who went on in the tourney, undefeated and won the championship, four of them were UCLA teams. And they had Bill Walton.
That's not even
Lou Alcindor.
That's not, you can't even count that. That's not even the modern era.
No.
They didn't have season 14 to play either.
That's what I'm saying. No. That's not even the modern era of the tournament. Right. There's only one in the modern era. One. Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Indiana. Mm.
But I don't expect much.
That was 40 years ago.
It was. No, it was 36.
No, not the one with Isaiah Thomas. It was the one before that. That they went undefeated.
Quinn Buckner.
That they had Quinn Buckner and Scott May.
Scott May, yeah.
That was the 30. That was a 30-0 team. It wasn't Keith Smart.
No. That was 76, right?
76. Oh my god, was 40 years ago. That's not even in the modern era. Yeah. So with that being said, zero. They're not winning. Kentucky can do it. They went in undefeated. They didn't do it.
Wichita State
didn't do it. That was just 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
So it's just too hard. And in college basketball anyway, I think the best team never wins.
And this is the thing. For them to be 28-0, probably 29 at this point, and they are the number 4-1 seed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're that not even tells you what everybody else thinks of them.
So what do you think of that, though? That mid-season pre-prediction top 16.
They just trying to draw some traction.
Think it's just for attention.
For the mediocrity.
Oh my god. Y'all are killing me, man.
No. I was just referencing.
No, I saw the smirk on your face. I saw the smirk.
But they just trying to get some traction going.
Yeah. And they have to.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
because that's the we talk about the college football committee about how discombobulated that is, disjointed. We don't know what the actual parameters are. This is the NCAA committee is probably the most unqualified committee to choose a basketball tournament ever. None of them are ex-players, just about.
Right. And it won't work because the average fan has no interest in the regular season.
Yeah, none.
So it won't work. People are only interested when the tourney comes around.
Yeah. March Madness.
Got an email bad question.
Let's do it.
What do y'all think about Candace Wiggins?
Ooh, this is a good one.
WNBA player being bullied because she is
heterosexual.
Straight.
Yeah, she's heterosexual.
And she said that 98% of the WNBA is... I'm doing the Fred sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if we call one straight, we're going to call the other one wiggly.
So that's the question. G-Money, you want to jump on that one first to see?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's 98%.
Yeah, that's too much.
I think it's just, you know, a lot of the players she played with and or against. But it's interesting. Like, I read that, like, other players have called it, like, curious. At best, curious as far as like her remarks, like, you know, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. While there are a lot of gay players in the NBA, I really don't. Maybe it's her personally, how she felt.
I mean, WNBA.
In the WNBA.
Okay. Yeah,
as far as
who in the NBA? Hey, tell me.
My bad.
G-Money. 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 start rumors.
Yeah, we don't start rumors on this show. We just talk about
call
it.
Call him out, G.
But she
ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what you like. Nothing wrong with it.
I think that's what, like, maybe it's what she experienced personally, and I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a widespread issue, and I don't know, maybe it, she's got a, I know we may live in an America where the facts don't matter, but I need some facts about this.
I'm gonna be honest, I agree with you, like
90%. I'm gonna
keep her in context, but my thing is she's played there, she's actually been in the culture, so you have to take her at face value.
But don't she played for Minnesota, right?
She played. She's no longer. So I'm saying you got to take her at face value because she's been in the locker room. She's been in the culture. She's been through that. So you got to know. And let's not play. We know a majority. I'm going to say, I ain't going to say 98, but majority of the WNBA is homosexual.
G. That's Candace Wiggins, isn't her daddy Alan Wiggins played baseball for San Diego Padres? If you can think, pull that up.
But yeah, so my point is, okay, I don't agree 98%, but I think it is something to her being bullied because of her beliefs. Because so much of the WNBA is like that, and her beliefs are totally against it, and she was openly speaking out against it, not agreeing with it. Yeah, I believe it's some bullying. The same way it would have been for Michael Sam if he would have went into the NFL. I really do believe that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, her dad is Alan Wiggins, who played for Baltimore.
Yeah.
So
that's my baseball knowledge. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But I agree. I think she has merit. I think she has a point. I think she was bullied. I think her experience in the WNBA was quote unquote hell for her. I believe she was called out of her name. I believe she was fouled harder. I believe she was exiled on trips. I believe she was exiled in events. I believe that type of stuff. Why wouldn't she be?
I got a real silly question, though.
Uh-oh, see, we were serious now. See, we were trying to take up for Candace Wiggins, and now he finna do something crazy.
All right, so you know how guys, you know, pat each other?
I'll stop it.
They was doing it to her?
I mean, is it gamesmanship or is it just offensive to women if you pat them?
Listen,
knowing that she said 98%, but we'll just go with at least 50%.
We're gonna say majority.
Majority.
Yeah.
If you know the majority of the league is
and
wiggly,
you know which ones wiggly. I like that
wiggly. How do you feel if you just get patted for congratulations?
Oh, like, no. Because I'm going to tell you, that pat don't come with congratulations.
Nah.
That pat came with a lot of other stuff. That's like, imagine James Harrison getting a sack and young rookie Michael Sam coming up and slapping him on the behind on that.
Yeah.
Come on. Yes. It's going to be a problem.
Throw the flag. Yeah.
Throw the flag because I'm finna kill him. Listen. I'm finna get a 15-yard penalty for beating up my own player.
Yeah.
Right.
He my teammate.
Delay a game.
Delay a game for whooping somebody up.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, a lot of those pats, I believe, and you know, women are way more open with their sexuality.
Right.
Imagine inside that locker room, taking showers, making comments. Like, women make, like, ain't no man finna walk through there and comment on another man's body.
Right.
Women will walk through the locker room and straight up comment. And not on the comment, girl, what them jiggle jiggle? You know what I'm saying? Like they will go in. So there's no telling what this girl endured inside the locker room, taking a shower, changing clothes, a regular day on the bus, falling asleep. You know what I'm saying? You fall asleep, you getting felt up.
Now she did with her 98%. I mean, she was exaggerating. She said, but she wanted it to illustrate the isolation that she felt.
That's what I said. Wow. I told you, she was probably isolated, and ain't nothing worse than exile.
There you go. D-Will, boy, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Tony Romo. Reports now that Houston, Texas may be the most likely landing spot, and then Denver. Or, let's just put it this way. Would you rather be the backup at Dallas and finish your career, or rather go to the Texans or Denver and get broke up and finish your career?
If you're a real competitor,
yeah.
If
come you're back real, to it. Come back to
if,
it.
If you're a real competitor, you want to go compete.
Right.
You want to play. You want a starting job. And Tony Romo makes too much to sit on the bench.
$14 million.
And honestly, I think Houston would be a good situation for him.
Preach.
They have a solid running back in Lamar Miller who can run the ball, and all pro wide receiver in Hopkins, who had a down year. Wasn't his fault.
Nope.
Exactly. And
Brick.
Right. And J.J. Watt comes back next year.
And Jadeveon stepped up this year.
He did. And they arguably had the best defense last year. So I can see Romo in a similar situation to the year that DeMarco had his great year a few years back.
Right.
So if you're competitive, if Tony Romo is the competitor that I think he is. He can't stay on the field, of course. But if he's a competitor, I think he goes to Houston.
Go ahead, G.
Okay, so what are the – I don't think that's going to happen, because that will be Houston committing a lot of money to two quarterbacks. And, I mean, unless – I mean, I know with trades in the NFL, you're trying to convince – Dallas would try to convince Houston to take on a significant part of his salary.
They're talking about outright just releasing him, though.
Well, and that's going to count $19 million against the salary cap. And they've had salary cap problems for at least the last 6 years.
Would they give him $70 million guaranteed?
Wow.
Or he's made $70 million of that 96 already.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, they, you know, they probably gave him $30 in signing bonus. They probably gave him $30. He probably had a $3 to $4 or $5 million base salary over the next couple. But $70 million? I'm with G. You can't sign Tony Romo.
And plus, it wouldn't hurt Dallas to keep him, only like maybe team chemistry wise, but not money wise, because you're paying your if your starter is a fourth round pick, how much are you paying him right now? You're paying him like $500,000 at most
for the next 2 years.
You know, that's why, that's partly why it was able to work with Seattle, because they're paying Russell Wilson as a third round pick. Yeah, right. He got his contract eventually, but Dallas doesn't have to worry about that right this second. And I honestly think that they'll keep him, and it's going to be an open competition.
Wow.
Training camp.
Wow. Hancock didn't want to hear that.
Nah, he don't.
I hope he didn't hear that one.
And he heard it, and I'm pretty sure. Stay on the road, Hancock. Stay on the road. Because bringing an open competition, at some point, I know it worked this year to a certain extent because they didn't get over the hump. But that locker room is going to divide. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not going to be able to have those two personalities inside the locker room, knowing the way that Dak played last year and knowing who Tony Romo is. At some point, that locker room is going to split down the middle.
That loyalty will be tested.
It will be tested. And that's going to fall on Jason Garrett. You know, and my thing is, having two young pieces like Dak and Ezekiel in the backfield, having those two, why not ride that wave? Why even jeopardize the continuity of your locker room by even keeping Tony Romo? I see where G's coming from. Financially, it works because you're not paying Ezekiel a lot, and you're definitely not paying Dak a lot. So financially, it's not going to strap you. But in that, I think the locker room is more important than financial.
Yeah, I agree.
It means more to have a sane locker room than keep a couple dollars.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, let's go tie up the first half of the SRT Sports Round Show, or Sports Roundtable Show. This segment was sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a new pre-owned a used car, please contact my friend at jaysusedcars.com is the website. Call them at 770-496-0339. If you mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, you will get a 10% discount on your down payment. Hour number two coming up. We got to take a break. But before we go, I do have to at least give this update. Baseball is changing the intentional walk rule.
Really?
They're trying to cut down on 2 minutes per intentional walk.
Hey, guess how much total time they're saving? Total. 14 seconds.
Wow.
They're doing all this for 14 seconds.
This is the umpire. So the pitcher, some pitchers use it as a warm-up.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of times when the relief pitcher comes in and he have to intentionally walk the very first batter. So you continue to have a warm-up. You know, they sometimes you got to stop messing with the game. Just stop messing with the game.
It's too slow, though, yeah. Big H.O. It's too slow. They got to do something.
Yeah, they need to have some cheerleaders or something, but don't mess with the game. Just don't mess with the game.
3.5 hours for a baseball game is too long.
Yeah, I know, but just catch, you know, maybe just catch it after the fifth inning or something.
Check it. Keep them boys from stepping out the box after every pitch.
Well, they tried that, and that ain't seemed to work. All right, hour number two coming up. We're going to talk about trades, trade rumors, and things of that nature. And we also going to talk about this. This is going to be a good conversation. The best old school executive, Magic, Bird, Jordan, Isaiah, Dumars, or Ainge? We're going to answer that. All of it and more. Sports Roundtable. Keep it locked. I got the sixth man in the building. And, of course, D-Will, the coach. I am H.O. from Bankhead. We'll be right back.
Keep those ears locked to Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
You're tuned into WWE Hapeville, AM 1100. Worldwide Radio Network.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Hey, SRT listeners, this is G Money here to share another Black History moment with you. Those of you who consider yourselves to be basketball historians know that Bill Russell has the distinction of being the first NBA player to be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. That was back in 1975. An 11-time champion, Olympic gold medalist, and the first Black head coach in the NBA. But 3 years earlier, in 1972, the Hall of Fame inducted its first Black member as a contributor, Bob Douglas. Now, who's Bob Douglas? He is the founder, owner, and head coach of the New York Renaissance, or the New York Rens for short. The Rens were a barnstorming professional basketball team established in 1923 during the period of Jim Crow laws in America. Now, the Rens, they would play any team that would put them on the schedule, Black or white, and would sometimes travel over 200 miles by bus for just one game. Bob Douglas would coach the team for 26 years, winning over 2,300 games, including an 88-game winning streak in 1933 and the first World Professional Basketball Tournament in 1939. The Rens were inducted as a team into the Hall of Fame in 1963, and as of 2017, they are one of only 10 teams to receive that honor. This has been a Black History Moment on Sports Roundtable.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
AHO.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right?
We got Tiff. Hand in the building. H.O. and
what
Coach. You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes.
Brent Grimes.
About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams.
Oh.
SRT next Hester. Big dog picks Devin Hester, and that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable. Live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. Welcome to hour number two. We on each week, each Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On AM 1100, the Worldwide Radio Network. Make sure you keep that locked in your brain. You can catch us all over social media at SRT Radio. So please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and IG. And if it's your first time listening, shame on you. Just straight up. You've been deprived. If you're looking to get some your sports fix and some sports knowledge, basically you tune in to the right show because this is where sports and entertainment meets. And in the building tonight, I got the sixth man of the year, Jay Smooth. D Will, the coach, of course, is in the building with us. And of course, I'm the host, HO from Bankhead. And G Money dropping them Busta Rhymes beats behind the glass tonight. And thanks for that Black History moment. That was kind of deep.
Yeah, that was great.
It was very deep. Bob Douglas.
Yep.
Wow. So, first hour of the show, man, we really didn't hold up on Gonzaga. Talked about the Boogie trade. We talked about Magic Johnson and his new role. Will he fail or do his thing?
Now, with your team, the Atlanta Hawks, they just made a blockbuster trade.
Boy, talk to me. We need the sounder.
What's that?
The breaking news.
No, I got it. Oh. What world premiere?
All right. So the Hawks have traded Tiago Splitter to the 76ers for Ersan Ilyasova.
Wow. I like Ilyasova more than I like
championship moves.
Yeah.
I like Ilyasova a lot more than I like who? What's his name?
Tiago
Splitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was hoping somebody said it like Steve and they Tiago Splitter. Like he is.
The 76ers also get 2 second round picks.
Hold on. That's $9 million off the books, though.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you give up Tiago Splitter and 2 second round picks for Ilyasova?
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not digging that no more. I understand second round picks aren't that valuable, but Draymond Green came out the second round. I can keep going.
Isaiah Thomas.
Come on now. Like, those picks are invaluable until they're valuable. You know what I'm saying? They're invaluable until they're valuable.
Marc Gasol.
Imagine how Sacramento feel. They had Isaiah Thomas and Boogie.
Come on, man.
So, we ought to feel all right. Yeah.
Hey, if y'all listening and you want to win this T-shirt, you better call in because one of the teams was just giving away, and I just gave it to you again. So, if you're listening, call in 404-603-8770.
You already know. We talked about Calipari and him getting the job for the under-19 men basketball coach for the U.S. And now we're about to get into some trade rumors and some trades. Boogie Cousin gets traded to New Orleans. So let's jump straight into that. But we're going to jump into the second hour of our roundtable discussion.
The roundtable discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
Second hour of the roundtable discussion is sponsored by Big Boy Cigars. If you're into cigars and want a smooth, easy, tasteful stick, check out Big Boy Cigars on Facebook, like the page. You can also holler at me. I am the president of Big Boy Cigars. I'm sitting right here. Just shoot me a message via Facebook and we can talk cigars. Think big, smoke big, drink big, Big Boy Cigars. There you go. Boogie to the Pelicans. How is that going to work?
I think it's going to be beautiful. If they can continue to build around those two, because these aren't your typical twin towers. right? I know when people think about Twin Towers, they think of, go all the way back, you think of Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. Robinson and Duncan. They won a championship. You can go more recently in Memphis with Z-Bo and Mark Gasol.
Yeah.
So, but if you look at those were all different players, all right? Those were all post players. Twin Towers who played in the paint. They controlled the paint defensively and offensively. They weren't veering off the block much or outside the mid post. Tim Duncan can stretch it a little bit. Mark Gasol can stretch it a bit. And, of course, Hakeem. But just to say, these are two totally different animals we've never seen together. With Boogie and AD both being able to stretch out to the three-point line and take and make three-pointers consistently, be forces on the block, and also be forces on the glass. And we know what AD can do controlling the paint with blocking shots and things. So they can work. I really believe they can work. And the steal of the whole deal is not having to give up Jrue Holiday. The point guard, the facilitator who can be the one that can hold that glue together. I agree. We talked about it in our pre-production show. They need a scoring guard. They need somebody on the wing you can give the ball to and say, go get me a bucket when teams do take away those two. Because you play a little bit of zone. I'm not saying you can stop them, but you can contain them.
Right.
With different schemes being able to play zone in the NBA now. So I really like the trade. I don't understand what the hell Vlade Divac is doing in Sacramento. I don't understand what the hell Shaq is doing in Sacramento.
Who does?
So what is really going on? I understand Boogie Cousins was a headache, okay? I understand he was a head case. He gave problems. He was an issue. All of the adjectives you want to use to describe what he was in Sacramento. But you can't take away 28 and 12.
You can't.
You can't take that away. But even bigger question is, kind of like when KD went to Golden State, whose team is this now?
We'll find out soon. Now this is my question. Would you both, all three of you, would you agree that this is the best big man tandem in terms of skills and talent that we've ever seen? Would you all agree with that?
Only one I would rival is Hakeem and Ralph.
Right. It's probably the most. It'll probably be the best for this era.
Yeah, in this era,
in the time of where zone defenses are allowed, and you as a big man, you have to have a jump shot.
Right. Yeah.
So, and with these guys, with Anthony Davis, with his unique skill set, he has guard skills, but he can block shots and get to the basket. With DeMarcus Cousins, he's expanded his range to include a 3-point shot. So it remains to be seen because they haven't played together. But from what they've done separately, if that can be brought together, it's scary.
Scary.
Yeah, and I think the most important piece in it all right now is Alvin Gentry. Now, the remainder of the season, they only have, what, maybe 30-some-odd games left? 20-something?
It's less than 30.
Less than 30. I don't even – if they do make the playoffs, I don't expect them to do anything at all.
Z, how far are they out of the playoff race?
They're in 11th place, right?
I think they
A game or two?
Yeah, it's probably only a game or two behind, though.
They're in 11th, but they're 2.5 back of the 8th spot.
Yeah.
Which is Denver, right?
Right.
So they can yeah. make the playoffs.
Yeah, the onus is on Alvin Gentry, in my opinion. You have to, as a coach, you have to find a way to make these two guys work together, make the pieces fit. I mean, these are two guys who are arguably top 10 players in the league.
Overall.
Now, overall.
You got it right.
Now, this is the question. If they make the eighth seed, who is the first seed?
Golden State.
Who, right now it's Golden State, yeah.
Who did Gentry – where did Gentry come from?
Golden State.
Golden State.
And he was considered the architect of that team that year they won the championship. That was Steve Kerr's first year.
I'm kind of going with D. Will's conspiracy theory at this point.
Hey. Yeah.
And, I mean, they have enough to give Golden State trouble. I don't expect them to win, but yeah. They can make it interesting.
Here's the thing that's kind of like the downside of this trade for the Pelicans. What they gave up. They gave up Buddy Hield. Well, okay,
trash.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They gave up Tyreek Evans.
Trash.
They gave up Langston Galloway, who may be their third best player.
He was the wow. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And you know how I talked about how there are teams in the league who have too many guards? The Pelicans now have a lot of forwards.
A lot. They have like five centers, don't they?
They have technically two centers. Well, three if you want to count Cousins, but...
Oh, Cousins is a center.
They have like six power forwards, but
they finna
have,
get rid of Terrence Jones.
Yeah, they got to trade Jones, and they need another guard because the only guards they have on the roster are Jrue Holiday, Etuan Moore, and Quincy Pondexter.
They about to sign Quinn Cook to a 10-day deal. So
and he ain't the help they need.
Well, there are some rumors that they might get Matt Barnes, but that's just another forward.
I'm gonna tell you just to be crazy. Well, Matt Barnes is a three. I would consider him a wing, but he's not
a
go
getter. Help him though.
Yeah, he could.
I'm gonna tell you who Matt Barnes can help.
Who was that?
ATL. I would love to see
NJAIL. If you come to Atlanta.
Hey, listen, I really believe that veteran presence, he brings a lot. And it, like him or not, he's a winning basketball player. Everywhere he's been, except for this year in Sacramento, he's been on a winning pro. He's been in Memphis, the Lakers. Like, everywhere he's with.
Orlando.
Everywhere he's with, he's been on the winner. Going. Yeah, we can keep going because
he's
been
played for every team out west.
He has. He's a West Coast rider.
Yeah.
Every team out west.
Yeah.
I would like to see him go back to Golden State because they need a certain toughness, and I think he gives them that because they got punked the last
they did.
Games.
They did.
In the finals last year. They got punked, and I think he would bring a certain toughness that would help them out.
All right. Who's the better player to trade for now? Jimmy Butler, Paul George, Melo, or Bledsoe?
Ooh, I didn't know you was going to throw that fourth one in there.
That's easy for me.
It depends on the team. Yeah. Like, who's trading
for
these
guys? Give me a situation. Yeah, I need a situation.
Like, okay, for example, like Boston.
I would say the best. All right, we talked about this earlier also. The best fit for Boston, in my opinion, is Jimmy Butler. Because, of course, Paul George, in my opinion, is the better player overall. But just for what Boston represents, the grit, the grime, the hard nose, the hard hat, blue collar type, that's Jimmy Butler. And also, Jimmy Butler's able to give you 25 points a night.
I'm going to say Paul George. The only reason I'm saying George is if you have Marcus Smart or Avery Bradley playing the two, he ain't got to play the best player.
See, but here's the thing. If he goes, Avery Bradley or Marcus Smart, one of them has to go.
Yeah,
in the trade, they're not gonna be there with Paul. That's my point. That's why I say I would take Jimmy because knowing whoever goes to trade, Chicago or Indiana, they're wanting Avery Bradley.
Yeah,
he's gonna be in that trade.
Let's talk about Minnesota wanting Rose for Rubio.
Do it. Do it.
Heartbeat.
Do it. If you can do it,
it would be an expiring contract. Because I don't think, even though he played for Thibodeau, he wouldn't resign there. Or if they do keep him, that just begs the question, why'd you draft Chris Dunn?
Yeah.
If you're keeping Rubio all this time and then you're going to trade for another point guard, why not turn the team over to Chris Dunn?
I don't know if I would turn that team over to Chris Dunn because they're already young. They need a veteran presence. I think Derrick Rose is the ultimate player for because he has a relationship with Tibbs, and also you're not bringing him in to be the guy.
Right.
You're bringing him in to be peace more than the guy. And who else for Dunn to learn under? Because this is a former MVP with plenty of experience in the NBA.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted. I understand the last couple years he hadn't been Derrick Rose, but he's still that guy.
Right, and what's most important is he accelerates the process.
Yeah.
They want to make the playoffs. You bring in an experienced guy who knows Thibodeau's offense. Think of what that can do for Wiggins and Cat.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And like I say, it does accelerate the process, and which goes to my point, you don't have to wait on Chris Dunn to develop.
Right.
You don't have to wait on him to become that guy. You can give it to Derrick Rose, be like, hey, take us as far as you can, develop Chris Dunn, because if you look at him, both 6'4". Well, Derrick Rose used to be explosive, but Chris Dunn reminds you of a young Derrick Rose.
Right.
You know, I get to the jump shot's not great, very explosive, great handle, good mid-range game. I don't know if he sees the court as well as Derrick does right now, or when they were at the same point. I don't know if he sees the floor as well, but it'd be somebody good for him to learn up under.
And they can actually play together.
Yeah.
They could.
they can play together.
That's a good point.
On the court.
Especially together. Especially with Zach LaVine going down with the torn ACL.
Yeah, they can play
you can put them on the floor at the same time at the one and two, and they can guard both positions.
Because it's just like Rose and Eric Gordon played in high school.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of played together. So so y'all giving that a thumbs up.
Yes. Yes, do it today.
It's my thing.
It also works on the Knicks side because Porzingis and Rose don't really play that well together. And Rubio has also played with Hernan Gomez, who's getting more playing time. So it does work for the Knicks, too, if they make that.
And so
the Knicks going international now.
But they say Phil Jackson has been in love with Ricky Rubio since he was 15 years old.
Yeah. And if you're the Knicks, you have to get Zach LaVine. You have to, even though he's hurt.
Yeah.
Make him part of the trade.
Yeah, make him part of the trade, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm not trading Derrick Rose straight up for no Ricky Rubio.
No.
Not at all.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. I got to get Zach. And that's what shocks me about the New Orleans Pelicans and the Sacramento trade. How do you not get Jrue Holiday back in that trade?
Exactly.
Like, you know what that says? We are about to tank.
Ownership said.
Tank.
Vlade. The next offer you get, take it. Oh.
We said he had a better deal 2 days before. Some people thought it was the Pistons or it may have been the Lakers, but the Lakers didn't want to trade
Brandon Ingram,
but they wanted like Randall and Clarkson.
Right.
Like I would have made that deal.
I wouldn't have gave up Brandon Ingram yet either. I don't know if I'm going to give up on him
but
yet.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the NBA coming back the next day after they done blew calls, talking about how many calls they blew in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What difference does it make at this point?
Yeah.
I had a better deal 2 days ago. Okay,
and?
What's the point?
Well, Vlade Divac blamed the agents for that. Like, they may have, like, bad-mouthed the Kings or Cousins. It was something like that to where he blamed the agents for those deals not happening.
But you know what this circles back to? Do y'all know what this circles back to?
What's that?
Former players not being good evaluators of talent in front office guys.
Yep.
It is what it is. We talked about all the failures. Magic's had failures. He laid those out for you earlier. We know the failures of Michael Jordan. We know the failures of Larry Bird. We know the failures of Isaiah Thomas. We know the failures of Joe Dumars. I can go on and on and on.
Joe Dumars got a big one.
He got the biggest.
Not drafting Carmelo.
The biggest one ever. Even though he can say, I got a championship same year, but you could have got three in a row. So it makes a difference. So this is just Vlade Divac, somebody who's never been in that capacity, making decisions, and then him being in the franchise where his hands may be tied.
Yeah, and I think that's what he was saying, essentially. There was a better deal out there, so I'm going to throw this out there to cover my butt.
Exactly.
CYA.
Yep.
I'm covering my butt. I'm letting you know I had no control over this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm deflecting blame so that I'm trying to keep.
Well, you know who he's clearly blaming.
Yeah,
the owner.
Yeah,
of course.
The one who wanted to play 4-on-5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
He's
insane.
Exactly.
Didn't Sacramento just open a new arena?
Yep.
This year. It was their first
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Who's there that's going to put butts in the seats? They all – do you know what that fight they went through to even get that new arena coming from Arco? They were on their way out of Sacramento. Kevin Johnson saved them and got them a new stadium, and then you get rid of the only piece that people come to see. So now what are you telling your fan base?
I want a refund.
They're trying to sell them on, hey, we brought back Tyreek.
And
the owner loves Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. But what did Buddy Hield actually do to DeMarcus Cousins on the floor? Y'all remember?
He hit him below the belt?
It was a little more than it. They could have put it on Pornhub, but what he did to him. he pulled it, yanked it. I'm surprised.
Wow.
He just about milked him on the court. So it's kind of ironic that they bring Buddy Hield back and get rid of DeMarcus. It's like I'm thinking it's more of a slap in the face to DeMarcus, like we had to get rid of you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like we gave you up for nothing.
Absolutely.
Adrian Wojnarowski. I hope I pronounced it right.
Wojnarowski.
Yeah, I don't know if you did that one.
Yeah.
Just call him Woj.
Just call him Woj.
I can barely get Krzyzewski out. Chicago has continued to push the trade for center Jahlil Okafor. Sources is telling the Vertical.
Who is that again?
Chicago, Jahlil Okafor.
Hometown guy.
Yeah, he going home.
I mean, it seems like they always keep a hometown guy in rotation.
Yeah.
But I think he's a good piece that you can build around. If you can somehow keep Jimmy Butler, I think him and Jimmy Butler could be a nice tandem at some point. Because, there's a log jam. Well, your boy's hurt. Embiid is hurt now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if playing time has opened back up. But I think at some point he could develop. Him and Jimmy Butler could be a nice tandem.
I think because Okafor is, because Embiid is, he's playing now, hurt now, but he has been playing. I think since Embiid finally stepped on the court, Okafor has been, there's been a focus on trading him.
Oh, since they
were somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what made it easier for him? His off the field issues that he had in the offseason.
Yeah.
Got arrested a couple times, drunk driving, DUI, things of that nature. So he had issues that made him even more expendable coming off an 18-9 rookie season.
Right.
Let's not forget, he averaged 18 points and 9 rebounds his rookie season last year. And now all of a sudden, he's expendable. But like you say, they really have a log jam down low with Okafor, Embiid, and
Noel.
And don't forget
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
And Splitter now.
Oh, my God. And I was going to say the other curly head white guy.
Saric.
So they have a log jam at that power forward center position.
He's the odd man out.
Chris Vivlamore is reporting that the Hawks are not done dealing. So who are we going to get? PJ Tucker now?
Y'all can have Chandler Parsons if you want. You see what I'm trying?
It's probably going to be somebody like who's just another journeyman, like a Ronnie Price or Randy Foy.
Yeah.
Somebody who
and they're going to bring Sheldon Mack.
Yeah. So this is the thing. So the Hawks made a trade with the Spurs to get Splitter, right?
Yeah.
Bud came from
San Antonio.
Then they trade Splitter to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That coach came from
San Antonio.
Okay. I'm done.
Say, is this just the old boy buddy system?
That is. Hey, man, can you take Bud off my hand for a minute?
Yeah. I need to free up a little bit of space.
Yeah, I need to free up about 9 minutes. Can you?
Since you said, can you take this guy off my hands? Well, I feel like because the Lakers are probably doing everything they can to get rid of him, I feel like Atlanta's going to get, Nick Young somehow.
He don't Swaggy need to come to the
Yeah, he might wild out.
Nah, Nick ain't no wild fool, man. Yeah, Nick ain't wild outside. You know what I'm saying? What NBA player don't run through him? You know what I'm talking about? I'm just keeping it real. So he has that persona. But I just don't see him fitting in Atlanta.
No.
Yeah. I don't see his need here in A. And I don't understand. Well, I do understand because of the money. They can't get off Jordan Clarkson. But I would rather have Swaggy P than Jordan Clarkson. His number's cheaper. Jordan Clarkson making $12.5 million a year. $12.5 million a year. That is a lot of money for a seventh or eighth man off the bench. He's not even the designated sixth man. That job went to Lou Williams. Now, he might get it back now that Lou's been traded, but you're paying $70 million for a glorified reserve.
I think he was expected to be he was expected to be a sixth man, he was a starter as a rookie.
Yeah, he was.
But because he could play both guard positions, and then they drafted D'Angelo Russell, and that kind of hasn't worked out as much as they thought it would.
Well, who did he lose his job to? Swaggy P.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning of the year, he was starting. Swaggy was coming off the bench. Yeah. Swaggy started to play well. They moved him into the starting lineup, and now you put $70 million on the bench. And now you put him on the bench and you bring in Lou Williams, who is coming off the Sixth Man of the Year award, make him your sixth man. Now you can't even unload this $12.5 million because you bumped him down to number 7 or 8 on the bench. Mm. So now you're stuck with $12.5 million over 5 years for Jordan Clarkson. that has the Los Angeles Lakers strap.
How do y'all feel Lou Williams helped Houston?
Oh, my God. That's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
They tremendous. Got Eric Gordon and Lou Williams.
He plays in the fourth quarter now.
Woo.
You have another scorer.
Yes.
A shooter. And
ball handler. It's
another ball handler. He can play both guard positions.
Well, they say Washington will want him so bad.
I see why, though.
They need a backup point guard.
Bad.
Really bad.
Bad. They're struggling at that position. And I'm going to tell you, Lou, who I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't know, you need to go check the archive shows on hm3.com and check it. Lou Williams is the SRT Man of the Year from last year.
Wow.
And if you don't know, go check it out. He was the only person I know sitting at the baseball game with two girlfriends. Literally, two girlfriends. One on the right, one on the left, girlfriends. So Lou is the man on and off the court. All right, so go get him. But he is like one of the – he's a glue guy. You yeah. bring him in to bandage up whatever needs to – he's a stopgap. He's a hole plugger. He's a glue – whatever adjective you want to use for him, he is that guy. And for Houston, Golden State better look out.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason I have some reservations about Houston is – They went to bed against the Hawks twice.
They did.
Though it was without Lou Williams, though it was, you know, James
regular
Harden,
season,
you know, things of that nature. You know, it's just something about them that I would just need to see Lou fit into that system and watch how they play and they distribute, because, you know,
it might be in some moments that they need to execute in half court sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Yes.
And that's going to happen a lot late in games. Like, okay, Harden gets you a bucket, but the whole defense is focused on Harden. So, I mean, can he kick it out to Gordon? And now, and you know, he needs to get – they needed a guy who could also get his own shot as well as catch and shoot.
Right.
So Lou Williams could eventually be that guy.
And I was going to say, if you think about all championship teams over the recent years, all of them had – that dog. They had Golden State Draymond. All right. Cleveland, they just got the best player in the world. All right. They don't need that element to actually get to where they need to be. But I think Patrick Beverley can be that guy for Houston. Because yeah. that's all they're missing. Because
but he's on the trading block.
Yeah, they say he's going to Cleveland.
Like Cleveland's trying to get him.
Yeah, they say he's going
to
Cleveland.
If he goes to Cleveland, I just don't see. All right,
and that's a team that needs a backup point guard really bad, too.
They need one bad, too, and he's a good one. So
he's more like a bouncer.
Yeah, for real. Like, yeah, he's a doorman.
He put Dwight Howard out of the locker room.
Wow.
Listen, Patrick Beverley put Dwight Howard. Patrick Beverley, what, 6 feet?
If that. I mean, if you count his hair, maybe 6'1".
Exactly.
Right.
And he had a little issue in the streets, too, if y'all know. I'm going to be tip right now and give y'all some word on the street. I don't know if y'all remember. He was dating a chick that The Weeknd had hooked up with. Mm. And he was beefing with The Weeknd. Patrick Beverley and The Weeknd in a Twitter beef. It was hilarious. Y'all need to go look it up. But Patrick Beverley, if Houston loses him, I don't like their chances. Because there's Trevor Ariza has that in him, but he's not that type of player.
Matt Barnes.
They go pick a Matt Barnes up. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Because I need somebody who on their team will fight you. That's how you win a championship.
Oh, and he'll fight you.
Beverley and Matt Barnes will fight you.
Fight you.
Mm. So I'm just saying, you got to have that element if you don't have the best player.
Best right. old school is Zach. Well, we've talked about Magic failures. Bird.
He failed as a coach.
Yeah. And I think he won Executive of the Year once.
Yeah, he did.
Jordan.
You know his
executive
failure.
Stuff. He drafted Kwame Brown, so he go always be a failure.
He also drafted Adam Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Jordan.
Boy, his resume looking good.
Ooh, that thing ugly.
That's why he's just the owner now. Exactly. He doesn't draft people.
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah.
We know his failures. He couldn't keep his hands this up.
Yeah, he in New York.
Yeah, he walked through the hallway. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, come back.
Come back, guy.
Joe Dumars.
One mistake.
But that's catastrophic.
Biggest.
It was catastrophic.
Yeah.
It lost him his job eventually.
Yeah. because they could have been a potential dynasty.
Yes.
Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah. Danny Ainge.
He's done well.
He's, well, yeah. I mean, he's the one, he made the,
Ray
Allen. I don't know how he keeps making these moves sometimes, because he's like fleecing teams. Like how he got Kevin Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin McHale was his former teammate, friend. So that's one of those favors that you were talking about. Yeah. And then he made the trade to get all of like Brooklyn's picks because they wanted Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce so bad.
Right.
And now he's got all these draft picks that he's just waiting for the right move. So he's gotten by. He's snuck by some people. And he's like really close.
So at this point, Danny Ainge is top on that list.
He's the leader in the clubhouse.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. Was there anybody else on that list you were gonna put? That was all.
That was it.
Yeah, Danny Ainge. But
because him. Just for him to put the big three together.
Hey, I'm not even big three. Besides Joe Dumars, who's not actively working right now, right. Who else has a championship?
Nobody.
He's the only active GM with a ship.
But for me, I think Dumars was slightly more impressive considering the talent he had. Like, we know Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, they were all of them are Hall of Famers. And everybody on the Pistons squad, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
All of them getting in the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Billups. Yeah. Chauncey's getting in. Rasheed's going to get in eventually. Ben Wallace is already being considered. He's going to get in. Rip getting in. All four of them are going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
But would you agree that's
to your point.
Yeah, but would you agree that they're different tiers of Hall of Famers?
Oh, without a doubt. It's different rooms. Yeah. You got first floor, second floor, and then you got the penthouse.
Yeah.
It ain't but a couple in the penthouse.
Yeah.
I agree. Wow.
But I'm going to also say this. The Basketball Hall of Fame is the easiest thing to get into.
Yeah.
Out of all the major sports. And that's the easiest hall to get
into. Because they also consider your college career.
Exactly.
Right.
Because it's most people in there didn't even have a pro career. They're in there because of college.
Right.
So it's a little different.
Pelican signs Hollis Thompson.
Is that the cat, the big boy from UCLA? Nah, that's the – who is Hollis Thompson? Where he came from?
They signed to a 10-day contract.
I know he used to play for the Sixers.
Pelicans also would addition Mario Chalmers, Quinn Cook, Reggie Williams for a roster spot as well.
That's who they're trying out for that roster spot.
If Chalmers is healthy, I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't know if he's healthy though, man.
Yeah.
There's a report that came out that said the Jazz is also interested in bringing Darren Williams back to Utah.
Why?
Listen. I said this today. And this is what's confusing me. The most intriguing team in the NBA, if I was a free agent, would be the Dallas Mavericks. Why? They got a winning pedigree. It's a championship franchise. They have one of the greatest owners in the league who's going to take care of you. And the stars are on their way out of the door. Dirk is on his last leg. Darren Williams is on his last leg. They have nothing but Harrison Barnes, who won't say two words unless you paid him. So it's not like he's going to be the boisterous one who's going to want to be the star of the team. So for a free agent, that should be the most intriguing. They're getting rid of everybody. You're going to be the man, and they will put something around you eventually because Mark Cuban's not afraid to spend the money to make it happen.
Yeah, he definitely will. But they finally got rid of the guy that held them back the most, and that was Chandler Parsons.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of him finally.
Unfortunately, he's in Memphis.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to get rid of him earlier. But he tried to convince DeAndre to come there, and that didn't work out. Yeah. And he kind of held them up. Well,
it almost worked until Doc and Blake came by the house.
Right.
And put the chair in front of the door.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Also, we got to do mention that the Wizards did acquire Nets forward shooter. What's his name, D-Will?
Which one?
Bogdanović. Yeah, him. So the Wizards get their bench gets even better, which is going to continue to contend for that number one spot in the East if Cleveland is not careful.
As long as Bradley Beal and John Wall can stay on the same page. As long as they can stay on the same page.
Pistons exploring trade talks for Drummond.
That's insane.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing in Detroit? Like, he is your staple.
Stan Van Gundy. He's the president and coach, right?
Yes, sir, he is.
Yeah, that. Why are presidents? One person shouldn't be able to hold that both positions.
But
Doc Rivers. Doc. I mean, why do they continue to let this happen?
Because there's no success in it. Crazy.
There's been some rumors about with Andre Drummond and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Whoa. Oh, my God. And what are they thinking?
They're trying to – the one I've heard the most that makes the most sense is trying to trade Reggie Jackson.
Oh, well, they tried to give him away.
Because they were playing better without him. There was one report that the Blazers offered – well, the Blazers wanted Drummond, and they wanted – Detroit wanted C.J. McCollum in return.
Boy, stop.
But the Blazers said no.
Yeah, they made the right decision.
I trade Drummond for McCollum, man. Yeah. I don't blame them for trying to make that move, but you got Caldwell Pope and Drummond on the trade blocks. Are you trying to – do I see tanking?
Yeah.
Because Caldwell Pope is a tremendous young piece in the league. He is going to be good if he continues to develop. And Reggie Jackson was a mistake. And I'm going to tell you why. He got $80 million, if y'all not mistaken. 5 years, $80 million. At one point, he was making more money than John Wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So, but you know what intrigued everybody about Reggie Jackson?
What's that?
He came up, they were hoping he would be James Harden. The third wheel in Oklahoma City, who played well, who looks as if he just need to get from up under that shadow. And he didn't pan out. I don't know if it's him and Stan Van Gundy aren't on the same page, or Reggie's just not that type of player.
I think it's a bad fit for Jackson because, you know, to see Stan Van Gundy's offense, you have the big man in the middle and you have four shooters.
Yeah.
That's why the Drummond thing doesn't really make sense because he's your Dwight Howard.
Yeah, exactly.
But Jackson, he holds the ball, and takes a lot of bad shots. So.
Dribble, 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 shoot. Yeah,
he plays more like Rondo, except he makes a few more jump shots.
Right, yeah. That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogut to Boston.
That would really help because they don't have that dominant center. If I'm not mistaken, they kind of play Kelly Olynyk at the five, and he's
more of a stretch five.
He's a stretch five. If we can even now we're going stretch five.
Yeah.
I gave you stretch four, but now we're going. But yeah, that's what he is. He's a stretch five. He's a stretch 6'11", 7-footer. So, and he doesn't give you anything on the inside, like bulk wise. You know, he's not controlling the paint. He's not a defensive stopper. He's basically a Scott Padgett type. Ryan Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah, I went back.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson, that's you know, nice. So that's who he kind of puts you in the mind of, just a catch and shoot, stretch, big man.
And it allows Al Horford to move completely to the four.
Because he's definitely not a center.
No, he's not.
And it shows in Boston.
It showed here.
Yeah.
It showed here.
And I don't know why they're trying to get Jimmy Butler. They need to get more out of him. I mean, the guy's the second, third best player in the league, highest paid player in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad ATL did not give him that moolah. I'm glad.
He turned it down, though.
Yeah, I'm glad they ain't make it happen. I'm glad he turned it down. Good for Atlanta.
So, next week we're going to try something new, and y'all, I think y'all like this. I'm going to ask the question today to give y'all something to think about. So, me and Hancock was having a conversation, and this conversation, like, lasted 30 minutes. Easily. This is the question. Jim got to come up with a segment for this. So, if you put LeBron James on every team in the East, can every team you put him on make it to the finals? And we had to go through each team, like, in the East to see, put him on the team and see if they can make the finals. In the East.
Every other playoff team, yes. And probably the two or three below that. There might be a few teams that can't be saved at all.
Orlando is.
I was just going to say. Listen, during the whole conversation, I'm sitting here. I know Facebook Live looking at me like, damn, his wheel's spinning. Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking like, I can't think of one except Orlando.
That he couldn't win with?
Yeah, he's not winning with
I would
Orlando.
Say Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, they horrible.
Yeah, they bad.
And I would say...
I would just say Orlando.
Yeah.
Anybody else, he makes Orlando. Them... Yeah, he makes them significantly better anywhere else.
I would probably say the... I would also say, like,
Detroit?
Maybe...
No, Detroit's getting there.
Not
you
really
put LeBron
Detroit.
On that team, they're getting there. With Drummond and LeBron...
And Pope.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Tobias.
Yeah, Tobias and the Morris.
Twin.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say Milwaukee, but that would be more Ooh, like a chemistry
yeah.
issue.
Man, they definitely getting there with Milwaukee. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be more of a kid, like, who's going to handle the ball? Like, are Giannis and LeBron going to be fighting over the ball?
Uh-huh.
But
they'll figure it out.
I think the main two are Brooklyn and Orlando.
Yeah, those are probably the only two in the East that he can go to. And I'm going to tell you like this. They probably get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because you got to understand, everybody is significant. Cleveland's significantly worse now. So you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah.
Can Detroit beat? Can Pacers beat a LeBron? No. I don't think none of them can beat LeBron. I don't care what team he's on. If he go to Chicago, they're there. He go back to Miami, they're there. Because you got Whiteside. You got Jimmy Butler. Yeah, you put him anywhere except Orlando and Brooklyn. Because they are... Listen, you put LeBron on the New York Knicks with Melo and Porzingis. They might win it. And they're what? The third worst team in the East?
Yeah.
Wow.
Derrick Rose, LeBron James, Porzingis, Noah, and Melo. Boy, stop. Give it here all day and twice on Sunday. Yeah. Here.
I don't know if Noah go like that. He don't like LeBron.
Yeah, him and LeBron don't get along.
Yeah,
maybe they can get Charles Oakley off the bench.
Oh, boy. So we'll do something like that next week. Kind of juice it up a little bit. I think that'll be kind of go through all the teams, and maybe we'll flip it to the West next week and add a player or something like that. But I think that was interesting. That's because you can go through all the teams and kind of mm-hmm. pinpoint certain chemistry issues or whatever the case may be. Because I think, yeah, Milwaukee definitely will be something. Ooh. They don't know if they have enough shooters for LeBron, though. They got some scores. I don't know if they have enough outside shooting.
Cadelli can't shoot. Who else? Giannis can't shoot.
The only, like, good shooters they have are, like, Snell. And
he's streaky.
Maybe Brogdon.
Nah, he can't shoot. What's the kid name that just got the big contract in Milwaukee?
Oh, Middleton.
Middleton. Yeah.
Yeah,
he can stroke it. He can stroke it. But they gave him $70 million. Has he even been playing this year?
Yeah, he just got back or something.
Yeah, I think he just came off back. Injury. Yeah. All
right, man. We're going to go to a one-minute break. Come back. We get it off your chest. Listen to Sports Roundtable, baby. Keep it locked.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
800-590-1164. 800-590-1164. 800-590-1164. That's 800-590-1164.
Sports Roundtable.
He talked about it. He said that when he was locked up with the handcuffs down the tunnel, they came down hollering about it. They had MJ on the phone. He said, if he don't have the key, I don't want to talk to him.
Only on the Worldwide Radio Network.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to
say it with your chest.
Sports Roundtable back in the building. Have just a few minutes left, and we're about to get it off our chest. And what I have to get off my chest today is I want to thank everybody who has made this special day, especially Wikipedia, for adding me to their list on this special day. Tracy came through with everything that she had. T-shirts, created a job. Jay Smooth stepped in. D-Will, as always. G-Money, the way that you handle everything, every segment, it's like we, you know, if the Lakers could have this kind of chemistry.
Bow, bow.
You know what I'm saying? But
if the Kings could remember to, you know, that they need to have chemistry.
Exactly. But more than anything, man, I really appreciate the crew, the day, and everything. And this is a special day for me. But tomorrow is going to be a day that I'll never forget. Tomorrow is the day that my godmother passed, the day after my birthday. And it's always bittersweet from one day to the next. So what I'm getting off my chest tonight is to let you guys know that don't take life, friends, family for granted. You just never know when, because there are times when I'm like, I know what she would say if she would see me doing what I'm doing today. I know what she would say. Yeah, she may be looking down, but I want to see her see it face to face. But she continues to be my inspiration. And RIP BC, thanks for all of the standards that you helped me set in life. Because these 2 days are always bittersweet. But just like Hancock said, I'm going to keep pushing, I'm going to keep moving, and I'm going to keep looking at it in a positive light. Big O from Bankhead.
Well, for me, on a lighter note, and I just try to draw from personal experience. And this week, this is something that comes around every single year. And I want to shout out whoever it is that came up with the Samoa cookie. May you, wherever you are, whoever you are.
I think coconuts, right?
Yeah. You should be in somebody's Hall of Fame, or I hope you're in heaven. Wherever you are, whoever you are, thank you for coming up with the Samoa cookie. Because I sat in my office building and I ate an entire box of Samoa cookies within a 2-hour stretch. And I felt real fat afterwards, but I didn't feel bad. Because they were just that good. So, Samoa cookie person, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to give credit to the Girl Scouts. Little Girl Scouts, thank you. We appreciate you. We support you. If I see you on the corner of Walmart or Kroger selling cookies, just know you got a sale for me. So, thank you, Girl Scouts.
I really wish this was XM Radio, because I would go ham right now. Because I don't know if y'all have ever seen the Friday After Next when he say, "You're selling something on the corner."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just took me there. Okay, I'm sorry. But I'm going to stay on the Girl Scout thing, too. Whoever discontinued Save-A-Lots, those are the shortbread cookies with the chocolate on the back, the extra big ones used to say Save-A-Lot. Yeah. Whoever discontinued that, I'm going to take your badge.
Mm.
Listen, all y'all little Girl Scouts selling them cookies on the corner, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to take your badge if you ain't got no Save-A-Lots. I'm going to kick your table over. I'm going to crush your Thin Mints. I'm going to lick all the coconuts off your Samoas. Get my doggone Save-A-Lots back.
Get them.
Get me my Save-A-Lots.
He's serious, dude.
I am dead serious. Listen, I twisted in my chair. That mean I'm for real. Because y'all out here selling these cookies on that corner.
Go ahead, G.
Oh, my God. They selling cookies on the corner. Oh.
Oh, boy. Sports entertainment.
I'm sorry.
All right. For one, that's a drop right there. I'll have that for you next week.
Yeah.
I think what I want to... well, first of all, happy birthday, H.O.
Happy birthday!
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate y'all, like, taking me in as far as being your engineer, producer.
You family, man.
You family,
watch
bro.
Out, watch out with that.
Don't be modest, man. Don't be modest, dude.
Hey.
That's a reflex to be modest. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, you with the SRT crew, but we ain't got no humility at all.
But I really appreciate being a part of it, you know, and that. So you're a Pisces, right?
Yes.
H.O.? So am I.
There
My
you
birthday's
go.
In a couple of weeks.
There you go. Pisces Nation.
I really appreciate it being a part of this show. I remember when I first met H.O., like, I didn't know what to expect. You know, the general manager, like, specifically wanted me to meet with you. And I'm like, well, why does it have to be me? Not that I didn't, like, want to do anything, but, right. Like, it has to be me specifically, you know. And just to hear, like, all the ideas that you had and all of the... and just what, like, kind of the concepts and the vision of what you wanted this show to be, you know, this show is your baby, and I'm happy to be at least, like, kind of a babysitter for it.
Yeah, you're a nanny.
So just want to say happy birthday, and yeah, enjoy it.
Hey, man,
my birthday shout out was in my shout outs, but are we doing shout outs?
You can now.
Okay. It's on me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to my big brother, man. Hey, listen. It was late August 2013. I walk into 57 Executive Park, you know what I'm saying, suited and booted, got my tailor suit on, you know what I'm saying? And I walk in, and I do my interview, and I do two interviews, actually. And I come down, and guy brings me out. He's like, yeah, man, I see you got a lot of sports on your resume. I want to have you meet somebody. All right, so I'm like, cool. All right, who you want me to meet? So I walk in, and here come 6'4", big old dude, walk around the corner. Hey, man, I'm like, damn, he friendly. I don't think he's friendly, you know, he's standing over me. I'm like, cool, okay. He was like, man, I coach AAU basketball. We need to chop it up. Let's talk about it. First day at work, first thing, I ain't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there with a bunch of people who are older than me that I feel uncomfortable. I walk in the building. I go straight to his desk. Straight to his desk. We start chopping it up. He's like, man, I do a sports show. Man, you need to come through one day. I come through when you want me. And since that day, he has fulfilled a dream of mine that I can't even begin to thank him for. And with it being your birthday, big brother, it's your day. You deserve it. I appreciate you personally just because you helped me see my own vision. And for somebody to help you see your vision is more fulfilling than you seeing your own. And he genuinely believes that. And I love him for that, and I appreciate it. And now that I got off my soapbox and all sentimental, I got two more shout-outs real quick. I want to give a shout-out to, man, listen, go subscribe to this YouTube channel. It's a lifestyle and fashion channel. Subscribe to it. Hit the little bell so you get all the notifications. But the name of the channel is Style by Raya. That's STYLEBYRIAH. That's Style by Raya. She's a dope person. Go check her out. It's worth the follow. She's worth the watch. And for ladies, if you want to get fly, she's the one that's going to show you how to do it.
All right, man, we got to get ready to get up out of here. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for the loyal listeners. Facebook Live. Tracy came through and do her thing.
Tracy.
Really, really appreciate that. And G-Money, hey, it's my place. It's our place.
Our.
I promise you it is. I tell everybody that I know that you are the heartbeat of this show. And I really mean that. That is real.
Go listen to the show 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Boy.
I promise you that.
Boy.
Heartbeat of this show. But again, Thanks for all the love, SRT Sports Roundtable. It's been lovely. The crew will be back next week, 7 to 9. Thanks, Jay Smooth, for stepping in. All right, D-Will, you know what you got to do.
Hello! I'm headed home, baby. Smooth. They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
And this is main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. B.C. R.I.P. Mom. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
better get that good, good reg in your system.
And we out. Peace. We'll be right back.